As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Howdy, hey, and welcome to another episode of Disney Assembled. I'm Troy.
And I'm Mimi.
And we are your happy little father-daughter podcast, here to create joy and share our love for all things Disney.
Disney Assembled is sponsored by our patrons over on Patreon, Brenda, Danny, Connie, Andrew, and Alexis.
Thank you guys very much for supporting us. You can join them by becoming a member by going to our website, disneyassembled.com. And look for the little image that says become a member. Click there and there are some options available to you to meet whatever level you'd like to support us. Also, if you're looking for fantastic Disney sounds, music, and plenty of content, other podcasters, including us, head over to Magic of the Mouse Radio and give them a shot. Just do a quick search for Magic of the Mouse Radio online or go to our website, disneyassembled.com. Scroll down and there's a link there for Magic of the Mouse Radio. Yeah, 24/7. 365, if you're looking for something to get you through the day, get you a little bit more magic in your day, Magic of the Mouse Radio may be for you. We are on Magic of the Mouse Radio, this show, on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern. All right. All that is out of the way. And we're going to continue to go through our most recent trip, right? What are we going to talk about today?
Magic Kingdom. Epcot. No, just Magic Kingdom. Right. We're going to talk about Magic Kingdom and what we're going to do, just putting it out there before we get into anything else. We're going in the direction of the land, starting with Adventureland and going clockwise. That's not the order we did things in. The fact of the matter is we can't remember the order we did things in. So we're just going to go in the circle, and when things come up, talk about them. And like, if you say Pirates, I'll be like, oh yeah, we did Pirates both days and blah, 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 blah. But like, if we were like, okay, so on Sunday, we started with this, that, and the other thing. Like, we can't do that. So, right. Going in clockwise order,
yeah.
Starting in Adventureland.
Yeah, we're going to have our conversation. We actually did Magic Kingdom both days. So, this is a continuation of the conversation we started last week and really the week before, where we talked about our two-day unplanned trip to Walt Disney World recently. And again, we went for 2 days. We got all four parks in and... really, other than just telling you what we did, because that's not really exciting. We'll also maybe share some tips that we learned along the way to make the most out of your trip, especially if you're in a time crunch. If you don't have a whole lot of time, how do you get the most out of your time in the park?
You can share tips. Yeah. I'm going to tell them what we did.
I'll try to share some tips. So we were actually there 2 days. We were there on a Sunday and Monday, and we park hopped to the Magic Kingdom both days. We did not have a reservation to start the day there both days.
No. And so, I'm glad we did that. Yeah. I'm glad we park hopped there instead of starting there, because then we would have had, I feel like we would have felt like this rush.
Right.
If we were to do it again, now that I think about it, like Animal Kingdom and Epcot did not take super long. And I would do Hollywood Studios, park hop Animal Kingdom, park hop Epcot, and then done, and then do Magic Kingdom one full day, which is what we ended up doing. We just split it into 2 days.
Right.
But, you know, the schedule we had worked, and I don't really have any complaints.
And we were going to originally end one night at Epcot to see Epcot Forever, the sort of the end of the night show there. We're going to end the other day.
But we got bored.
At Magic Kingdom. Well, no, but I think we realized we wanted to do Magic Kingdom 2 days in a row. So we ended up ending both days at Magic Kingdom. We squeeze in Epcot, you know, a few hours in of Epcot on day two.
We'll talk about that. We talk about Epcot, Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
Epcot. This is about Magic Kingdom.
No, yeah, we're just Magic Kingdom.
So first day, Sunday, we started in Hollywood Studios, and if you listened to the episode last week, we talked all about Hollywood Studios and everything that is super exciting over there. And then we parked hopped.
We hopped on over.
We moved over to Magic Kingdom, and we took the monorail from the Transportation Center. We talked all about monorail and parking in our story episode, which came out 2 weeks ago. So if you want to know a little bit more about that, head on over to that episode from 2 weeks ago. But quick recap. if you really care that much. Parking, great. Do preferred and monorail, not so much.
Yep. And we were there on Monday. We park hopped to Magic Kingdom. I mean, Sunday. And then on Monday, we started the day at Animal Kingdom, park hopped over to Epcot for a little while, and then ended the second day, the last day of our trip at Magic Kingdom. So we're going to get into all of our thoughts and observations and the fun things that we did and what
my
we learned.
My feet are cold.
Yeah, your feet are freezing cold.
Do you feel them?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you. I put my foot on Papa's leg.
Yeah, they're clammy and cold as usual. All right. Before we get into our magic.
It's not my fault it's like 50 degrees in here. Guys, it is so cold in the studio.
I love this room.
For no reason.
I love this room.
It's like obnoxiously cold in here. Like I had to go get a jacket. We live in Texas. It's July 28th. Why am I wearing a jacket in my house?
I don't know, but it is feeling great in here. But before we talk about Magic Kingdom, we do need to have this week's Disney dad joke of the week.
Oh, boy.
Mimi, why doesn't Winnie the Pooh wear shoes?
Why?
He prefers to be barefoot.
Haha.
Get it?
Yes.
Barefoot.
You ruin the integrity of the joke when you
He's
say
a bear. Get it? He's a bear.
He's a bear. Speaking of Winnie the Pooh, we did that ride.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
In Magic Kingdom.
We did.
In Fantasyland.
Yes, we did.
After Small World, which we did not enjoy.
What are you talking about?
I feel like no one really enjoys Small World.
You're skipping around already. We said we weren't going to skip around. Now we're already skipping around. We're not going to skip around. We walked in. All right.
We walked in.
No, so here's the big question. People ask, which gate did you walk in? Did you walk in on the right or on the left?
The left.
I think we walked in on the left on day two.
No,
but on the right,
on the left. The first.
I came in on the right on day one because we caught the cavalcade wrapping up, and the cavalcade was behind you going away towards the fire station. So,
are there more gates on the other side of the?
There's two gates. There's a right side and a left side when you pass through the tunnels under the railroad, under the railway. There's two tunnels. One's on the right. One's on the left. On day one, we went in through the right.
I thought we went in through the left because like the. The guest help center was like right there. And I feel like, is that not the edge?
I think we did that on gate on day two. And we did one on the right on day one, left on day two.
So we walk in.
We walk in.
There's Tink. I was like, yeah. And then we didn't see anyone else the entire trip.
We caught it. The cavalcades would come around, but we didn't really stop to watch them.
Okay, so I saw two cavalcades. We saw the end of Tink going into the fire station. And then later that night, we saw the Mickey and Company.
Right, but they didn't really go past. They'd already passed where
we were. They were ahead of us, like we could see them. But like, so the music is timed like for ease, like each like block or whatever. And so like they would leave the block and we would enter the block. And so the music would like be ending as we walked in. It was really weird, actually.
Yeah.
It was a weird experience because like you'd hear it for 2 seconds and it would like turn off.
So, I mean, they were fine. But truth be told, I've never been a big parade person anyway. It didn't really matter to me one way or the other, but they were fine. The kids were there. They loved seeing the characters
so
and waving to them.
We walk in and I'm like, I want to do pirates. And mom's like, okay, no. Pirates is on like a really far away. And I was like, I want to do pirates. So we head that way. We don't take, we didn't take any real time.
We didn't stop in Main Street. We stopped and got our picture taken.
We stopped, got our picture taken and I got a pair of ears.
Not on day one.
Yeah,
you did on day one.
That was day one.
Yeah, we stopped
at
the Emporium.
We stopped at the Emporium. But we didn't really like take a look around Main Street. We did the second day, but the first day, We were kind of rushing because we didn't quite, I don't think we realized quite how much time we had.
Right. We didn't spend a whole lot of time on Main Street.
No. I mean, like, we also weren't there, like, we said this earlier, but we weren't there to spend a ton of money. And so, like, Main Street is shops. Like, that's what it is. You're supposed to spend money. Right. And we were not, I feel like if we had spent more time, we would have ended up buying ice cream or buying chocolate or buying, you know, a souvenir, which like we were not doing, and that cut down on our costs significantly.
So we started
look through like window shopping and stuff because like, it's just a nice place to be.
Yeah, I mean, I like Main Street. I like listening to the music, and so we also knew we were trying to make sure we got as much in 2 days as we could.
Right.
So we didn't run through Main Street, but we certainly didn't stop and browse. It was kind of just walk through and appreciate it, but we just kept walking the whole
time. We didn't look at any of the bushes or anything either. Like we just took like a hard left.
Right. And went straight to Adventureland. And so in Adventureland, there were a few things we didn't do and there are a few things we did do. Right. I mean,
we started with Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, we did Jungle Cruise and we did Pirates.
I wanted to do Pirates and mom was like, Jungle Cruise is right here. Let's do Jungle Cruise. They're like, no, Pirates.
And we did Jungle Cruise.
So you get in line for Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
It's like 2 hours. It's like stupid.
It wasn't
long.
2 hours. It was like 50, 55 minutes.
It did not feel like 55 minutes. That queue is awful. Cause like, Jungle Cruise queue is not it. There's not a lot to look at. It's very cramped and very loud. And yeah. so
well, I Well, the radio, bored. The radio that's playing for the background music is kind of fun, but
it gets repetitive.
Jungle Cruise has become very, very popular. I mean, it's always been popular, but it's extraordinarily like popular now because of the movie coming out and everybody wanted to ride Jungle Cruise. So Jungle Cruise was fine. I saw some of the new elements. Some of the new elements weren't quite finished.
They didn't shoot the hippo. They got rid of the gun.
They haven't had the gun in a long time.
Yeah, but they had the gun when we were in California.
Yeah. Well.
And like that is not that long ago. You know what I mean? Like it's a long time, but it's not, you know.
But they did change some of the scenery, sure. but certainly not all of it had been changed yet. I mean, they still had some areas that were still covered that weren't quite finished.
Yeah, for sure.
But it was good. We had a great skipper.
Yeah, our skipper's name was name. Caroline.
Was it Caroline?
Yeah, I don't know why I remember that, but her name was Caroline.
Yeah, Skipper Caroline did a great job. Lots of fun.
She was telling us about her favorite plants, and she was like, I like that one and that one. And she was like, do you have any questions? And I said, what are their names? And I felt really, really funny because I was like, what are their names? And she was like, okay, that one's Susan, and that one's Caroline Jr. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love Disney.
Right. So
I was like, I got a part of the show.
So we did Jungle Cruise. You have to do Jungle Cruise. I mean, it's sort of on the list of things you really ought to do.
Jungle Cruise was fine.
Yeah. It was a good way to, it was a decent way to start. I wish we didn't have to wait so long to do our first attraction in Magic Kingdom, but we did show up later in the afternoon and there were lines everywhere. But it was fine.
Jungle Cruise, I feel like was not as exciting as I remember it. Like, I don't know what that means, but it felt like we spent a lot of time looking at nothing. Like, they need more animatronics.
Like I said, there were some scenes that weren't open yet. And so there were some things that as she went by, I mean, there was nothing to see, but she would still go at her spiel. But Jungle Cruise was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
It was good stuff, as
solid
usual.
Solid 7, as it always is. Right. And then...
So we left Jungle Cruise, and we continued through Adventureland, and we did see Jack Sparrow.
We did see Jack Sparrow. Something I want to note. Jungle Cruise was 55 minutes when we got in it. When we got out of it, it was 70. And I said this in the last episode, but it becomes a recurring trend where we get in line, we get off the ride, and then the line is, super long, not something we would wait in.
Well, it was also one of those lines where I was disappointed in... the lack of custodial care because there were parts of that queue that were just disgusting. There was trash. It was overflowing garbage cans. There was trash, all over the place.
There was popcorn
everywhere. Popcorn all over the place. So yeah, I mean,
but it's hard to get in that line and clean it because it's so compact. You know what I mean? Like it's hard for a custodian to be like, excuse me, because there's nowhere to be in that line.
I get it. But after hours, there were areas outside of the queue on the greenery that could have been cleaned better. And it looked like it had been there for a very long time. So
it's okay, though.
It's all good. So we left there, went
Jungle
to Pirates,
Cruise,
right?
After Jungle Cruise, we get off and Mom is like, let's do Aladdin. And I was like, okay, we can do Aladdin, I guess. But it's like a 25-minute wait and I want to do Pirates. And she was like, Pirates is also 25 minutes and it's a farther walk. We debate this and we walk to Pirates. We're walking up and there is Jack Sparrow. And I jumped out of my skin, you guys. You have no idea. I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh. I'm so excited. This is the coolest thing ever. Yeah. And then we walk immediately past him because we didn't stop to take a picture.
No, we didn't. We didn't get to
ride. Mom asked if I wanted to take a picture, but it's so weird and awkward because first of all, he knows that I know that he's not real. Second of all, he's behind this rope and it's there's this weird distance and it's just it's weird.
Right, you can get a picture, but he's just going to be in the background.
Right, it's weird. And so we get in line for Pirates and we basically walk on. The app said 25 minutes. We waited maybe 5.
We waited longer than that.
No, definitely not. We walked through the entire queue. Parts of it were closed off. It did go fast, extremely fast. So we get on.
And it was Pirates. It was your regular Disney World Pirates ride.
It was fantastic. Yeah. I could have ridden it over and over
Smelled
again.
Great.
Smelled
Lots
fantastic.
Of fun.
Smelled amazing. That drop was so cool. So fun fact, I actually did Pirates twice. On the second night, right before fireworks, I was so I don't do fireworks. I don't like them. I've mentioned this. I think they're too loud. So I was like, Mom, let's go do Pirates. And so we get on, we walk on Pirates the second time, straight through walk on. There was no one else on our boat. So the boat in front of us goes on this drop and I thought it had flipped. Seriously, I thought it had flipped over. And I was like, how steep is this drop? Did I just never notice that it was super steep? And then it was fine. And it was not that big a deal. But yeah, love Pirates. I love doing it twice. one of my favorite rides ever. Yep. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, your brother and I went on it by ourselves on the second night. He wanted to do it again. Those were the only attractions we did in Adventureland on the trip. We didn't do Tiki Room. We ended up not doing the carpets of Aladdin.
Yeah.
We didn't go up to in the treehouse. So, yeah, but Adventureland, we were there for a couple of hours, maybe a little bit more than an hour. But, you know, we saw the two main attractions there.
The majority of us being there was just like waiting. We skipped Tiki Room and we skipped carpets and we skipped the treehouse, not because we don't like them. I've mentioned this.
It's because we had back to if we had time.
We prioritized like Big Thunder Mountain, which is where we went next.
Yeah, next we went through, we keep going around, right, into Frontierland. And yeah, Big Thunder Mountain was really the only thing we did there because
Splash Mountain was closed.
Splash Mountain was not taking people on it, right? It was, you could see it running with the boats, but there were no people in it when we were there.
Yeah. So I was asking around and they were like, someone told me that it wasn't working or like something with the lights stopped working and they had to like, you know, like take everyone off of it and, you know, run it with no boats. But it was on when we got there. But then like it was functional when we were in line for Jungle Cruise or whatever. And then we got off and finally got over there and it was closed. Mm-hmm. So we go to Big Thunder Mountain instead. Right.
So we did Big Thunder Mountain. It was the only thing we did in Frontierland. We didn't do Country Bear Jamboree. We didn't go to Tom Sawyer Island, even though
you don't love Country Bear
you and your mother keep saying that I am not a huge fan of Country Bear Jamboree. It's fine, but it's not like something I have to do.
Is anyone truly a fan of the Country Bear Jamboree?
There are, and they're probably listening to the show right now.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I just think it's a little scary.
That's good PR.
Something about it is weird.
Your brother wanted to go to Tom Sawyer Island the next day, and by the time we got our way over there, I don't think they were taking boats over because the sun was going down, but we didn't do Tom Sawyer Island. So the only thing we really did in Frontierland was Big Thunder Mountain, and we only did it once. As I was thinking back, I was like, I can't believe we only did that one time. I thought we would have done that two or three times.
Yeah, we did Haunted Mansion twice instead of Big Thunder.
Right, but we all did it. It was lots of fun.
Big Thunder, I felt like, was better in Disney World than it was in Disneyland. Also, I really liked the queue. I can't explain it, but it felt like we were moving. That was my thing with Jungle Cruise. Like, the queue didn't feel like we were going anywhere. We were just going in these snakes. Whereas, like, Big Thunder, we were in line for, like, 40 minutes, but we were, like, moving, you know? Right. And we were, like, getting closer, and you could, like, see the end.
But it was fine. It was regular Big Thunder.
There was just, like, a group of, like, I think a baseball team. There were, like, four of them. They sat in front of us, and they were, like, we do this ride all the time. And they were, like, screaming and, like, being really obnoxious.
Now you say that, I remember. Like, there were some people that were screaming in the ride. It was really, it took away from the joy of the ride.
I mean, no, I'm not complaining about them.
But not the screaming that you do like that, like you're having fun. It was just screaming, just yelling for the sake of just screaming and to scare people.
I mean, yeah, like I'm not like,
it wasn't like those excited roller coaster yells.
I don't think it took away from the ride. I was just like generally annoyed.
Well, I'm an old man. I thought they were obnoxious.
I was just generally annoyed because it's like a group of like teenage boys. It's like, ew, can you just like be quiet, please? I come here like once every 10 years. Like, just ew. Be quiet.
Well, so this is a point of disappointment in the trip because I would have liked to have done Thunder Mountain more than once. And like I think I had mentioned in our episode a couple weeks ago, the queue in Thunder Mountain was also one that could have used some custodial help. It was quite disheveled.
I don't know.
With garbage cans overflowing. But again, Thunder Mountain.
I want to do it at night.
Thunder Mountain is probably in my top three attractions in the Magic Kingdom.
It's
and
fun.
So I loved it. Of course, it's Thunder Mountain. How can you not like it?
I found it more thrilling than at California, but they don't have a goat. They don't have the goat with the dynamite, which was kind of disappointing, but it's fine. I thought it was fun. I thought it was fine. It was just Big Thunder Mountain. It was fun. It was good.
And then from there we went.
There's something else I was going to say, but I like totally.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I like totally am blanking.
You're blanking?
Yeah.
Thunder Mountain. I don't know. The queue was pretty cool. They had all the bunch of switches and stuff and buttons you could press. And
I just thought it was better. I thought it was faster. I thought it was more thrilling. And I liked it. I want to do it at night.
Now, one thing I didn't mention when we talked about Jungle Cruise that I spotted, there are in the queue in Jungle Cruise and in Big Thunder, if you look close enough, you start to see little Easter eggs about the Society of Explorers and Adventurers, the SEA, which is sort of a kind of, I don't want to say conspiracy, but it's a storyline that Imagineers are weaving through the Disney parks. And so, but yeah, if you look close enough, you'll see evidence of the Society of Explorers and Adventurers, both in the Joan Cruz queue and in the Big Thunder Mountain queue. But we left Frontierland. We said goodbye.
Yeah, we walked all the way around. We kept walking to Haunted Mansion.
We walked around the lake. We walked through Liberty Square. We didn't do Hall of Presidents. I don't think it was open yet. It was still down, even though I think it's getting ready to open again. But it was not open when we were there.
We didn't do
the riverboat. We didn't do the Liberty Square riverboat. But we did do Haunted Mansion. And this was one
we actually did Haunted Mansion twice.
Yeah, we all did it multiple times. And the line was actually pretty long the first time we did it, but it went really fast.
No, yeah, it was long, but it went so fast. I definitely agree. I rode with my brother and it stopped as it always does, but it stopped right in front of the hitchhiking ghosts. And then by the time, so like the ride turned on, but like the effects hadn't turned back on yet. And so my brother and I didn't get a hitchhiking ghost the first time and I was really upset, but you and mom were sitting behind us and y'all got yours. And so I remember seeing it on the mirror and I was like, this is so unfair.
Yep. So yeah, we did Haunted Mansion. It's a great ride.
Can I talk about it for a sec? Haunted Mansion, I think, is the most detailed ride Disney has. Like, we went on it twice. I've been on it before. I notice something new every time I ride it. Like, genuinely coolest thing ever. I always like looking at it. I like looking at a different portrait in the stretching room every time I do it. And I like, I don't know, something about going backwards and watching the ghosts. And like, if you look up, there's stuff to see too. Like, right. Haunted Mansion is like my contender for most detailed ride.
And I like it that the queue doesn't go too fast because I like picking out all the little Easter eggs in the outside, all the tombstones and all the different things.
We didn't get to see them all move though. Like it went too fast.
But almost all of them are an Easter egg or, you know, in honor of an Imagineer or an actor or somebody who had something to do with building that attraction. So, but it was great. We did the full ride. The stretching room was operating. You know, we didn't skip through any of that.
Did they skip through it during COVID?
I think when the parks first opened for COVID, they weren't doing that.
But how do you get through?
They were just moving. They had another entrance that you had to go through,
I think. That sucks. I didn't know that.
But yeah, so we got to do the whole ride. And again, it's Haunted Mansion. I mean, how can you not love it?
I like how the cast members are always like in character on Haunted Mansion.
It was
except
one of the few.
At the front, there were these two people talking and I was like, you were supposed to be like sulking and scary.
Right. But it was one of the few attractions where I think the cast members were mostly in character.
Yeah, for sure.
So
we wrote it the second time we wrote it. So mom and I had just gotten off Seven Dwarves and I can talk about Seven Dwarves later for the second time. After, so like we split up the second day and you guys were like, hey, we're like almost at the end of Haunted Mansion. So we like sprint. We're like family. We've got family. Like, I'm sorry. Like, we're cutting through the line and we get there and y'all had just gone in. And I looked at my mom and I was like, we just cut this whole line to miss them. Like, we cut through everyone just to miss them.
I'm glad you're sharing that with everyone. Now everyone who was in line that day listening to the show, like, hate you.
No, but here's the thing. We get to the stretching room and y'all weren't on the ride yet. And so we cut more and then we meet up with you guys.
Great. Double cuts. Fantastic.
It's okay. No, I got off my train, then I went to the bathroom. That's part of why we missed you.
Yeah, well.
So it's fine. I mean, everyone does it.
Well, that reminds us.
You're telling me not everyone cuts through the line. Like, are you kidding?
Well, that's a good segue because we leave Liberty Square and we head towards Fantasyland. Of course, we stop at the Tangled Bathrooms.
Yes.
Which we're
disappointed
okay.
in the Tangled Bathrooms.
I wasn't really disappointed, but it was not.
You know what else I was disappointed by? I was disappointed by Belle's Castle. I was ready. I know it's
Beast Castle. No. I keep saying Belle's Castle, but it's really Beast Castle.
No.
It's the Be Our Guest restaurant.
Yeah, I know it's just a restaurant. I know it's just Be Our Guest, but like, I wanted it to be like bigger. I felt like I was looking at like a scale model. You know what I mean? And as much as cool as it was super cool to see. I wanted it to be bigger. Cause like, where do you go when you get into Be Our Guest? Like, do you go in the castle? Like, it's not big enough. Like, no, you just go in a room with a little castle figurine on the top, like a wedding cake. It's fine. I was also kind of disappointed by the Rapunzel tower, but that's not changing anytime soon. So complaining about it is not going to do anything because everyone complains about it. But it was still really cool, and I was really happy to be there because Tangled is, you know, heart emojis.
And, you know, I don't know if we mentioned this in our last show, but we did, you know, speaking of Liberty Square and Be Our Guest restaurant, we did a poll on our Instagram where we asked people about the Haunted Mansion as a photo spot. And I don't know if we mentioned this last week or not, but we said it was underrated over in like 87% of the people who responded said it's an underrated photo spot, which I would agree. But then we did a poll about the Be Our Guest restaurant, you know, whether people were, they felt that it was underrated or overrated. And it was really 50-50. Like half the people said it's overrated. Half the people said it's underrated. I don't know. I think
it's probably perfectly rated. Like, I don't think it's overrated. I mean, I don't think it's underrated, but it could be overrated. I mean, I've never eaten there, but like Be Our Guest restaurant is such a staple, you know, like right. eating in that room and like, it can't be underrated. Like,
I haven't eaten possible. There yet either, but I'm gonna make a prediction. People who think it's overrated. If people walk up who've never seen it before and think that they're going to see another castle, kind of like Cinderella's castle, like they build a second castle, they will feel that it's underrated. It's underwhelming because it is not that.
No, yeah.
Right.
That's not what I was expecting either, but I was expecting a little bit more.
You know? The price of the meal, the price of the meal, I haven't had the meal. Some people really love it. Some people think it's eh. I mean, no. You can make a case that most character dining is going to be overrated.
Right.
Or at least overpriced.
Well, because you're paying for the experience, not for the food.
Right. So we walk through there.
I want to do Be Our Guest if we go back in November. But like, it's so expensive and I would rather do Tony's.
We really didn't spend a lot of time exploring that area. And we walked by Gaston's Tavern, you know, the big statue of Gaston and LeFou, right in front of
it was
there.
Really sad not seeing like Belle and Gaston walking around.
Yeah,
together.
I didn't see Gaston riding a horse or anything. And so we walked through there and we're going through Fantasyland and we're going
to
talk about what we did in Fantasyland, but I'm just gonna give my overall impression of Fantasyland. I felt like, I know the Magic Kingdom relatively recently has undergone a big redo of Fantasyland, because now it includes the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Barnstormer and, you know, the Dumbo rides and the Little Mermaid Under the Sea thing. But I'm not sure I'm a big fan of the new Fantasyland.
It felt disorganized.
It felt really narrow, the walkway between, you know, and you couldn't even tell if it was Peter Pan or not, because you look in the outside, unless you're really looking, it's hard to.
No,
it's
hard to,
you couldn't really see what it was.
Mom thought I had gotten on Winnie the Pooh. No, I was on Peter Pan.
Right. And
it's disorganized.
And it feels like, I don't know, there's no central thing to draw your attention if you come through Liberty Square, right? Because if you're not coming through the castle where you see the carousel in front of you, if you see the carousel to your right or behind you, it really doesn't feel like you're in a themed land. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I guess it's also on us for like walking in the wrong way, but also, you know, no, I agree. Also, I felt like Ariel's Grotto was on the complete like opposite side of where it, like Fantasyland felt like it was shaped like a pear and like instead of a circle. And it was hard to navigate, I feel like, at times, because we wanted to do Ariel's Grotto, but then we also wanted to do something that was also in Fantasyland. But the thing, they were on opposite ends of the park.
And people have their own opinions. I'm going to boil it down to this. I didn't feel that the Fantasyland layout at Magic Kingdom was as enchanting as the Fantasyland at Disneyland. Disneyland's Fantasyland to me feels like a much more enchanting area. This just felt like, it just felt like it was too, I don't want to say too spread out, but it didn't seem to have a good flow to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me.
Okay. But
we did do it.
We did Ariel's Grotto first. I know that for a fact, because we ordered dinner after that.
Right.
On the first day on Sunday.
Essentially the same exact ride as Ariel's Grotto.
It's the DCA. Exact same ride. Like I'm sure. But, and you did not fail to mention that to me when I said, I want to do Ariel's Grotto.
It's the same, right?
Y'all looked at me like I had three heads. Y'all were like, do you really want to waste time on that? Yeah, I want to waste time on that.
It had like no weight.
Yeah, it had like 20 minutes. And
not even that.
We walked to the other end of the park. We got on it. It was fun. I sat with my brother and he was like, this is so weird. Why are we doing this? This is such stupid. He got off. He was like, oh, that was like really cool. The Ariel animatronic is terrifying. The animatronics in that ride need an upgrade for sure. Like the Ariel, like she's just so scary. Like,
well, we did the three dark rides. We did Winnie the Pooh, Ariel, Under the Sea, Journey with Little Mermaid, and Peter Pan's Flight, all within short time limit. None of them had a long wait. amazingly, Peter Pan did not have a long wait.
No, okay. It did for like the entire time. And then we got on it right before fireworks. Right. But that wasn't intentional. So like what happened was we got off of Ariel. We ordered dinner at Cosmic Rays.
Which we'll talk about later.
Yeah. We got our food at Cosmic Rays. We got off. We did Winnie the Pooh. No, we did Peter Pan at like 9 o'clock. And there was no wait time because fireworks started at 9:15. And so we got on it. I was like, why is the wait time so short? We got off. We go to Winnie the Pooh, which also has no wait. Which, both of them were fine. The Peter Pan animatronics,
I think we did Winnie
the
Pooh first.
I don't think so. Because we got off
because
of it
we did
and the
Peter Pan twice
started.
In a row during the fireworks show.
We went back to Peter Pan after Winnie the Pooh because Winnie the Pooh had a wait time.
Okay.
Because like, and I know that because we got off Winnie the Pooh and the fireworks started and I had a panic attack. Right. So animatronics on Peter Pan and the artwork is just so dated. Like it's just so dated. Like it's scary to look at. And like the Tinkerbell is really scary. Like if you're on that ride, like take,
I've never heard you so down on these rides before. I love them.
Take an actual look at the artistry.
Yeah, but it's exactly what we know it's going to be.
No, yeah. Right. No, I'm like, I mean, not going at all. I would ride it again.
I don't want them to change hardly anything.
I would wait 40 minutes for it. But like I don't understand why we wait 40 minutes for it. It's just not that cool. You know,
well,
I mean,
but we'll do it every turn.
No, yeah, for
we'll
sure. The queue got like a major redo and like we didn't really get a chance to walk through it because there was no wait time. But
right, we didn't enjoy the queues because
really
we just
nice.
Walked right through.
It was really nice. And like there's this part of the queue around the middle where you're like in the nursery and like your shadow is cast on the wall and like Tinkerbell comes in and like plays with your shadow. It's cute. I got a chance to look through the queue when I rode it on Monday. Because during fireworks again, my mom and I got in line because it was a queue that was mostly inside that would take a while. So it kind of filled up the fireworks. So she left to go watch them on Monday and left me with these two girls who were behind us who were like, yeah, you can totally ride with us. Like, that would be fine. And they were like so cool. Like they worked for the DC for the college program. And I was like, these people are so cool. So we talked to them or whatever. And I got a chance to look at the queue. So yeah, on Sunday though, we did all three dark rides within the span of 20 minutes. Winnie the Pooh was fine. Loved it. Rode with my mom. Peter Pan was great. Rode it with you. And then we rode it again after the fireworks started and the cast member just let us stay on it. Because, like, I was, like, in
there
tears.
There was no one in line?
There was no one in line, and I was in tears, and the cast member looked at my mom, and my mom looked at her, and my mom was like, can we just stay on? And she was like, yeah. And you're looking at me like, Irene, please stop talking, so I'm going to stop.
No, I'm not. I'm just, it's just, we did them. We did those rides multiple times, and we love them. And
I like
it's
how
part
they
of our favorite
the
part.
Pixie dust when you go off.
Yes. They sprinkle a little imaginary pixie dust on you when your ship takes off. We did Small World. We don't really, do we need to talk about Small World? It's not as good. Yeah, your brother and you were saying that, but it's not, it's fine.
It's really, it's,
I don't
really,
like it as much as the one in Disneyland.
It's really long.
Yeah, it seemed unusually long, an unusually long ride.
What takes away from Small World at Disney World is it's completely inside. Like the queue and the actual like docking of the boats is outside, and like that's why you feel like it's better because it's more open.
No,
mom said she'll never get on it again.
Right, she probably won't. But we did not do the carousel,
and we didn't do teacups.
We didn't do the teacups, even though your brother and I almost did on the second night.
Too,
but the line was a little bit too long. He really wanted to do something else first, but he was all for it. And we didn't do anything back by, we didn't do Dumbo, even though I wanted to do Dumbo. We didn't get to do Dumbo.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to go over there.
And we didn't do Barnstormer. We didn't even, the only time we went back there, well, actually your brother and I went back there on the second day because there's a restroom all the way in the back, which hardly anyone goes to. So it was good. It was nice and quiet. And we got some good pictures of the Tron coaster being built back there by Barnstormer.
But you guys
so.
Know what we did do? Seven Doors Mine Train.
We did do Seven Doors Mine
that
Train.
That is a new personal favorite. So you guys know, if you've listened to the show, that I have wanted to ride that ride since I was like six when it opened. And I, every single year that I waited, 2,000% worth it. I know that's a very mixed opinion that people don't think it's worth it. I know some people think it's great. I think it's amazing. It's my new favorite ride. literally, like, you guys, I was obsessed with it. Like, I rode next to Papa, and you were, like, not into it all.
Here's the problem. We rode it at night.
But and I wanted to ride so cool.
Yeah, but I wanted to ride it during the day so you could actually see. I mean, at night, you can't see.
Yeah, but it was great.
The ride. And it's not that it was scary. It's just that I wanted to see the stuff. And you couldn't see the stuff.
I thought it was really cool at night. We did it after fireworks, like immediately after. There was literally no way. We might as well have walked on. The queue is fun, like the queue. Okay. We get on and Papa's sitting next to me and we're in the ride and we're doing it. We're doing the thing. And we go through the dark ride portion of the ride, you know, where you're in the mine. They're like, hi ho, and you know, whatever. And you get to like rock the things. And I'm rocking the thing. And Papa looks at me and goes, stop doing that. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, the rocking of the thing was fine. I mean, I was just like, whatever. But
you didn't care that much. Yeah,
but the ride, I think the thing that people don't like about the ride isn't the ride. It's that it's too short. You wait for 2 hours and you get a ride. It lasts about 90 seconds.
No, I 200% agree. But my favorite part of the ride, so it's like you're finally out of the dark ride portion, you go up and then you go down and then you go back up and then you go like super fast. And it was so much fun. It's one of my favorite rides. Literally, I love that ride so much. We did it a second time on the second night right after fireworks.
We all waited a long time to do it on the second night.
So the second night, my mom and I got in line and we were wrapped around the back of the ride. Like you could see the end. Like we were back by Ariel. Like that. We were all the way around the ride. And they were like, oh yeah, 90 minute wait time. It was definitely not 90 minutes. It was like a solid 112. Like it was a solid 110, but it's fine. It's not that big a deal. We get in line and we talk to these people. And like, honestly, that was so fun. My mom looked at me and she was like, Irene, like we're waiting this line for so long. Like, do you want to just get out and go do something else? Like, and I was like, no, I'm having fun. And it was great. It was really fun talking to those people. And like, so we finally get in the actual like queue portion. We're finally like, we're not around wrapped around anymore. And we're by like the gems where you can like touch the gems, you know? And a cast member is standing there at the front of the queue with a sign that says 90 minutes. And I was like, Mom, if it's 90 minutes from there, how long have we been waiting? Like if the sun had gone down, you guys, we were in line for so long. And then we get towards the front and they're like, okay, we need a 2-person rider. Do you understand how fast my mom and I's hand shot up? We're a 2-person rider. And we cut a solid 20 minutes off of our wait time. And we sat in the back, which is the fastest. And we got to rock the thingies. And it was amazing. I loved Seven Dwarfs Mine Train so much. And I want to get back on it so bad. Like, I could have ridden it a fourth time.
Yeah, it was a big hit for the family. You and your mother both enjoyed it. Your brother and I rode it. And it was fine. I wish I would have ridden it during the day. Because like I said, you weren't able to see hardly any of the scenery of the attraction because at night it's just so dark right there. But it was fine. It was good. So we leave Fantasyland and we go to Tomorrowland and we give Tomorrowland a bad rap, but often when we think about Tomorrowland, we think, oh, you know, it's outdated and there's not much to do.
I thought it was great.
But we ended up spending a good amount of time in Tomorrowland.
I bought alien eyes.
You bought some alien eyes headband that lit up because we did do Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger spin. Yeah, turn your watch off. Wait, what do you do for?
I don't know.
All right. So.
Sorry, guys.
So Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger spin. We did it. I prefer the DCA version, but
we'll probably never do Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger spin ever again.
I don't know. Like, we'll probably do it again.
It's just not Toy Story Mania.
We say we're not going to do it again, but we'll do it again.
But you can't see your dot. Like you don't actually know what you're shooting.
It's besides the point. It's just for fun. So we did go to Tomorrowland. Regret. One of my big regrets on the trip. Did not hit the Joffrey's stand. I was waiting for my Joffrey's iced coffee. I had a chance, and by the time I got over there, it was so late at night. I was like, I'm just not buying iced coffee. So big regret. One of the big regrets is not getting the Joffrey's iced coffee in Tomorrowland, which was life goals. Maybe we go in November.
You
had
to get Joffrey's in Epcot and they wouldn't serve it to you.
Yeah, they were closed. The guy wouldn't open the store for me. Even if I was sitting there by himself, he wouldn't. Right. That's besides the point. We'll talk about Epcot later. But Tomorrowland, we did a good amount of stuff. We did Carousel of Progress. And I will say this about Carousel of Progress. I know, you know, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time, Mimi, talking about, you know, it should be updated. It should be this, it should be that.
Everybody knows it needs to be updated.
Here's my impression of Carousel of Progress. There are things in there that could be done to improve the experience that I think are easy. Like, for example, the carpet is getting frayed, like just general maintenance. Like the curtains need to be cleaned. The carpeting that faces the stage around the stage lights was kind of frayed and coming apart. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no reason for Disney not to keep up with the ride, with the attraction. But I will say this. I like how they're pivoting the narrative of the attraction. And if you remember, it's advertised and it is. And when the cast member introduces it, they introduce it as Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress. And so in my mind, what they're really doing is saying, listen, we know that this is not the most technologically advanced attraction anymore. We also know that it is not the most forward thinking attraction anymore. However, we want you to experience this because this was what Walt Disney wanted. He was hands on in building this attraction, and right. We want to preserve it in a way that honors his vision for what he wanted for this attraction. So for me, even though it's in Tomorrowland, it's not really futuristic. I think the fact that it is a piece of Disney nostalgia,
it's history,
that is embedded in Tomorrowland is sort of is an homage to Walt Disney's vision of what he wanted there. I'm happy with that. I'm fine with it. And it's a great place to get some air conditioning and take a break for about 20 minutes.
No, yeah, I agree. Like it's a signature. It's Walt Disney's signature. It's him saying like, you know, like this is my park. This is what I built. This is what I envisioned for what I want this to be and grow into. And you can't just like get rid of it. You can't just update it because I feel like that would get rid of the integrity. But one of the things that I found frustrating with it, not the technology, it was just like socially behind, but like, I don't need to get into that. Like,
well, the narrative of the story and the roles that each family member plays is a little outdated to what we would think today.
Like, you have to think about like the context.
I mean, the role of the teenage girl, the role of the little boy, the role of the mother, the role of the father and the grandfather. I mean, they're sort of traditional roles, but not modern takes on those roles.
Right. So, and like, that's fine. Like, I don't have a problem with that, but like, it's not my style. But like, also it, you have to think of the context, you know, like Walt built this. It was forward thinking at the time, I feel like, and you know, whatever. It's great. It's Carousel of Progress, a solid.
Now we have to talk about Tomorrowland because it is the one place we ate for 2 days in a row.
Cosmic Rays.
We ate at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe 2 days in a row. The one meal we ate.
We started memorizing the.
Oh yeah, it was fun. Now listen, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time. We're not going to do a restaurant review of Cosmic Rays. It's quick service, is reasonably priced for Disney food, and it's reasonably filling. Like if you can get the hot dog with fries, you get the hamburger with fries, you get a couple of drinks.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
I mean, you're going to spend whatever, but you know, it's indoors. The mobile ordering was fantastic. I'll continue to say that. Do not get rid of mobile ordering. I think mobile ordering and walking up and finding a seat and having your food ready and not having to wait in line with all those people was I cannot speak highly enough of what I think of the mobile ordering system, but Cosmic Rays is there. Congratulations. We ate at Cosmic Rays
twice.
Right.
See, yeah, there's not a lot to say. It's quick service. It's all kind of the same. I thought the food itself was good. We did have the show memorized.
Now we didn't do.
But yeah,
let's move on out of there. We didn't do Astro Orbiter. We didn't get up there in the thing and do that.
We did People Mover.
But we did do the Transit Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover, and
loved People Mover.
It was everything we always thought of and more.
Much fun.
Yeah. As a matter of fact,
for no reason.
On the second day we were there, your brother and I were doing that when we were by ourselves, and we did it like three times during the fireworks show.
And y'all got to see Tink, right?
So yeah. So we just happened. It was pure, you know, happenstance. You know, it was pure luck. But as we were on the People Mover, at a certain point in the show is where Tinkerbell, you know, flies off the castle and flies off in the distance. And, you know, the person, the Tinkerbell was literally flying like right towards us. Like it was the coolest thing ever. Now we couldn't really make it out too well because the costume is very bright.
Well, yeah.
But literally flying like right towards us and over the Tomorrowland area. So yeah, getting to see Tink fly and the fireworks from the the, you know, the People Mover was really, really cool. We did that a few times.
The People Mover was like unreasonably fun. Like it went fast. Like one of the things I said, I looked at my family.
It's faster than you think it is.
Why is it going so fast?
Right. It's a faster, it runs faster than you think it does.
No, yeah. And I liked how it went through the attractions and you got to see like, you know, Buzz and you got to see Space Mountain. It makes you wonder because it's like, you never look up in those rides. And so like, if you did, maybe you would see the People Mover.
2 out of 3 times going through the Buzz part, there was no one riding Buzz.
Yeah. Because Buzz is not that good.
Well, it's also placed way back in the corner and no one's really over there at night.
Well,
and
people are over there when the laugh floor is open. The laugh floor,
the laugh floor was not open. Now, we did do, I mean, you and your mother did Space Mountain on day two. We didn't get into Space Mountain.
Let me talk quickly. I mean, I talk a lot, but like Space Mountain is something to write home about. Space Mountain at Disney World was one of the most fun things ever. So the wait time, so we got in it. On the last night, if you, I don't know if you know this or not, but like if you get in line at like 9:58, like you can get on the ride. But you can't get in lines after 10. So we did Mine Train and we run over to Space Mountain because at this point it's like 9:40 and we want to get one more ride in. Running to Space Mountain, we get in line. The wait time was not that bad. It said 40 minutes. I think we waited maybe 20. So the cast member was obviously very tired and wanted to make things more lively, and so we all started like cheering when like the spaceship would take off, and so like people would get in the car and then they would come through, you know, whatever, and then right before they would launch, everyone would cheer, like everyone in the queue would cheer. Like it was a whole thing. It was so much fun. Oh, that was the other thing I forgot to mention. Well, we were on Mine Train the second time when we were going up the mountain, you know, Hi Ho was playing in the background. My car started clapping. It was so cool. It was one of those like community moments. You're like clapping along. I was like, this is so cool. Okay.
That's a lot of
Space
fun.
Mountain. Back to Space Mountain. Again, they call for a 2-person rider. That says we're a 2-person rider. We cut a solid 20 minutes out of our wait time again. And we get in line. We get in the things. Those things are impossible to get into. Like I'm an agile, athletic, fit human being. And I had trouble getting in and out of the spaceship thing. So get in, single rider, as opposed to Disneyland, and you go and you just drop. And what I liked about this one is you could see the track a little bit. Like there was just enough light in Space Mountain where you could see kind of where you were going and what was coming next. I also felt that the ride was more thrilling. In California Adventure, in Disneyland, it feels like you just go up and you do like the spiral and then you're done, right? Because that's what it is. You just go in a few circles and then you're done. This one had drops and ups and downs and lefts and rights and then drops and then all the way up and then shoo. And it was like, you got to see quite like kind of how high up you were and what was coming next. And I was just like totally thrilled the whole time. And I loved it. Disneyland, Disney World, Space Mountain knocks it out of the park 200%.
Well, there you go. Like your brother and I did not do Space Mountain because on day one, the line was too long. We didn't get to it. None of us did it on day one.
No. And then day two
we
else.
Had to, we went off and did our own thing. He wanted to do something else, right? He didn't want to do Space Mountain that day. So the other thing we did do in Tomorrowland was the Tomorrowland Speedway. I think you and your mother, did you and your mother do it?
Yeah.
You and your mother did
really
it. Your brother and I did it in one car. And your brother, you know, he really enjoys this attraction.
Yeah.
And so we did it a few times.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think it's the attraction we were in as the park was closing on day two. We were in that, he and I. Again,
the wait time is never too long.
Well, you take the gasoline smell away and look, it can be fun. If you make it fun, it's a fun attraction.
It's fun when you're doing it.
If you take it too seriously, it's no fun. But if you're just goofy and you're just having fun with it, you know, and you realize this is just the most ridiculous thing ever. This car's barely, you know, I could jog faster than this car is running.
That's what my mom did. So my mom was like, Mimi, you drive. And I was like, no, I don't want to drive. And so she gets in the driver's seat and she's like, okay, well, I'm not driving. So she puts her foot on the pedal. And I was like, I wonder like what would happen if you just like let go of the steering wheel and just like, you know, let the
track
take you.
Would literally bang back and forth on the track.
So that's what happened, right? So we're hitting the gas pedal. We're going maybe 4 miles an hour. And we're just ping, 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 ping through the entire track. It was the funniest thing ever. There was like a 7-year-old in like 2 lanes over from us going faster than us because like all of our momentum was being like we would gain some and then we would like hit the track again. We'd like start going the other way. It was so funny. And we were laughing and giggling the entire time. And it was fun.
Yeah. We did it more than once, your brother and I. It was lots of fun. Again, I wish it didn't smell so awful over there with all the ozone or wherever it is in the air.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about
that. Well, I will say this too. On the second night when we were in line, it was the only time I almost saw a fight in the queue. There was two dads, and one dad was being very calm and very nice. And the other guy was getting really, really close to him and his wife. And, you know, one of the dads just, you know, his wife had a little baby, and he kind of turned and says, you know, would you, please give us a little bit of space? You're really close to my wife and our daughter. It was a little girl, I think. And the other guy was like all upset. He's like, you know, why aren't you moving forward? Why aren't you? And he's like, well, there's nowhere to go. And the cast members, they kind of, I think they were watching what was happening, but they didn't really intervene to diffuse the situation. But one of the gentlemen, one of the guys in the line was being a real jerk. And the other guy was being very calm but just was standing his ground saying, no, I need you to back up. You're too close to my family. You know, please back up, please back up. So it was the one time that, you know, but it was at night. And I think everybody was really tired and they were ready to go home. And, you know, but dude, you're in line for the Tomorrowland Speedway. What are you angry about? Like, right. You're obviously, because your kids want to ride this little race car, just go with the flow. Right. I mean, you know, I don't get it. I don't get what I mean. It's bad enough. I mean, I can't imagine how angry that gets in real traffic. Like, no, this is fake traffic. I mean, you're getting that angry. Give me a break, dude. I mean, seriously, but
overall Magic Kingdom, overall Tomorrowland, so much fun.
Tomorrowland was a lot more fun. We spent more time in Tomorrowland than we thought we would. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. When we got off of Buzz and I saw those little like alien eye things, I was like, when we come back tomorrow, I have to get
them.
Then
we posted a picture of that on our Instagram.
I spent $30 on those and I regret absolutely nothing.
Yeah. So it was lots of fun. And again, we ended both nights at Magic Kingdom. Fireworks show ended, walking out, you know, I think 2 weeks ago we talked about our transportation.
The second night.
Yeah, we talked about our transportation stories. But, you know, I think the last thing, I guess one of the last things I wanted to share about the trip is, you know, there are two parks at Walt Disney World that for whatever reason have a very emotional effect on me. And one of them is Magic Kingdom. And the other is Epcot. And we're going to do an Epcot episode maybe next week or whatever. But I don't know. I cannot seem to leave Magic Kingdom without literally tears welling up in my eyes. And, you know, walking down Main Street and looking back and glancing back at the castle and realizing that you were actually leaving this magical place. And, you know, you don't want to take it for granted. I think that was the big thing. You know, at my age, I don't take for granted that I had that experience with the family there, because I mean, I'm in good health and everything. I'm not worried about that, but you know, you just never know. Is this the last time for a very long time that you might be at the Magic Kingdom? I mean, we went on this trip without planning it. It was the first time we'd been to Magic Kingdom in 10 years.
Right.
So
it was so much fun.
I mean, 10 years from now, I'm going to be like 60 years old and, you know, you'll be like 26.
Ew.
So there's a very, well, you may have, I may be a grandparent by then. I don't know. But the point is, I don't know. It's very emotional for me and I don't know why it is. I think it's just the kid in me that just loves that escapism. But it's a very emotional moment for me walking out those gates for the last time and looking back.
Yeah.
Once I get out, I can't look back. If I were to look back, I would just lose it. Yeah. I would be, you know, sobbing uncontrollably. Right.
It felt really good to be back. And you just feel the warmth and you feel the love. Like, I don't know, something about leaving and like having Main Street be lit up. Like it's touching for sure.
It is. And, you know, people ask us from time to time, do you prefer rope drop or kiss goodnight at the Magic Kingdom or wherever you are? You know, would you rather be at rope drop or at the end? Well, I will tell you, if I had to pick between the two at Magic Kingdom or even at Disneyland, I think I would have to pick the kiss goodnight, the ending. I think being there at the park closing, to me, even though you can get in line and do more attractions if you get there early, I think just the way the park feels, I mean, it would be hard for me to leave before it closes.
No, yeah. And like, that's,
I mean, like,
part of the,
I couldn't,
thing with the,
it'd
November
be like,
trip.
It's 8 o'clock. Let's go. Why? I mean,
right.
stay all the way to the end?
No, that's the thing about the November trip. The idea is to go for like multiple days.
Yeah,
right?
I think a week.
And the part of the thinking is like, you don't stay from rope drop till the fireworks, but it's like, why? Like, can you imagine being like, okay, it's dinner time to go. Like, what, What?
Right. You know, eventually we'll have to do an episode before then of the things we didn't do on this trip
that are on
our to-do list for the next trip.
Splash Mountain.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
All right, guys.
All right. Well, that is our Magic Kingdom report and review. And again, we did 2 days at Magic Kingdom. Both days where we parked, hopped over and finished the night there. And we don't regret a single moment of either day. All right. Mimi, why don't you share with everyone where they can find us online and connect with us?
So you guys can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at Disney Assembled. You can also send us an email, disneyassembled@gmail.com. All of our information about Patreon, Buy Us a Dole Whip, Tee Public Store, and Magic the Mouse Radio is all on our website, disneyassembled.com.
Yes, please go there. And you can also find in the show notes of this episode a link to leave us a voicemail message. We would love to hear from you. So click that link, leave us a voice message. We would love to hear your thoughts about the show. Also, we need some more ratings and reviews over on iTunes, over on Apple Podcasts. So if you haven't done so already, it's a great way to help the show grow in listenership. Just quickly take about 2 minutes, you know, put those 5-star rating, write a little nice comment in there. We'd really, really appreciate it. It means the world to us. And finally, YouTube. If you're on our website, disneyassembled.com, click the subscribe button for the YouTube channel. We did a live YouTube session, I think, last Wednesday,
I believe it was.
We may do some more coming up in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, if you haven't checked out our YouTube channel, we would certainly appreciate you doing that. All right. Wow, this was a longer than usual episode. But we had a lot to get through. Magic Kingdom, there's a lot to talk about at Magic Kingdom, probably more than any other park. But this was great. I'm glad we had this time to relive our experience. I'm feeling the joy from that trip already.
Me too.
Yep. All right. Hey, guys, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. And until next time, see you real soon.